Welcome to Reigniting You, the show that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making successful mid to late career transitions with a renewed sense of purpose and fulfillment for the next phase of your career and life, regardless of your age. Now, here's your host, Lisa Downs.
Welcome to Reigniting You, the show where we talk all things career transition for those age 40 plus. I'm Lisa Downs, Seattle-based career and retirement transition coach. Great to be here with you today on this fine Wednesday, along with our producer, Eric. Hey, Eric, how you doing today?
Hey, good afternoon and happy Wednesday. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day here.
Beautiful day. Happy August.
Yes, August already.
That's crazy. As everybody I talk to lately is just amazed. We're amazed at how fast the year is going.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be the holiday time before we know it. I probably shouldn't say that out loud, but yeah, there we
don't
go.
Don't remind
yeah.
me.
Well, we've got another great show planned for today. And my guest is author, podcast host, and mid-career coach, John Narrell, who's here to help me answer our career transition question of the month. And I'll introduce John right after this quick break. Hi, I'm Lisa Downs, career and retirement transition coach and host of Reigniting You on KKNW. I guide age 40 plus professionals to gain clarity, a renewed sense of purpose, and a career transition plan within 90 days so you can lead a fulfilling life regardless of your age. No longer does change have to mean riding off into the proverbial sunset. Let's talk about what your next phase of life can look like. Visit yournewaspect.com or call me at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching, fresh perspectives for your career.
Hi, I'm Coach Debbie from Story U Talk Radio, and I want to encourage you to write your book. Weekly, I offer topics about style and storytelling. I take your questions on our live show every Thursday at 4 o'clock, or you can subscribe to Story U, that's capital U, on any of your favorite platforms.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that focuses on all aspects of making mid to late career transitions. I'm your host, Lisa Downs. A note that in case you missed it here on KKNW, that you can catch Voices of Experience with host Paul Casey this Sunday at 9 o'clock a.m. on KIXI. Voices shines a light on people with experience in their fields of travel, public affairs, adventure, health, and fitness, with an emphasis on sustaining your own business. That's Voices of Experience this Sunday at 9 a.m. on AM 880 KIXI. And I'm excited to introduce today's guest, John Narrell. John helps mid-career professionals prepare, position, and promote who they are and what they do so they can show up to find a job they love or love the job they have. A celebrated executive career and professional development coach and in-demand mindset-shifting public speaker, John's professional walk included a 25-year career in education and as a long-standing corporate consultant for Fortune 500 giant Casio America, Inc. John is the author of Show Up, Six Strategies to Lead a More Energetic and Impactful Career, the soon-to-be-released book Your Mid-Career GPS, Four Steps to Figuring Out What's Next, and the host of the Mid-Career GPS podcast. John lives outside of Washington, D.C. with his spouse and their 20-pound rescue cat, Amy Farah Miawler. Hey, John, great to have you here.
Lisa, it's great to be here with you and all your listeners today, and happy August.
Happy August. And I must say, that's probably one of the best cat names I've ever seen, Amy Farah Miawler. So
yes,
that's pretty awesome.
We are huge fans of the Big Bang Theory. And, you know, I would tell you, we went to the shelter and we got an Amy and a Sheldon. They did not get along, not like in the sitcoms. So
disappointing.
So it was, but she is a, she is a handful to say the least, but we love her.
Excellent. That's awesome. Well, you know, I always like to start with guests by hearing and learning more about your own career path. So tell us a bit about your story in terms of how you got to your current work and different career transitions you've made along the way.
I always say, Lisa, that I've held a lot of jobs, and honestly, I've loved everyone that I've had. As a kid, my job was as a church organist. I mean, being an eighth grader, and my job, my Saturdays were spent playing the organ at a 9 o'clock funeral, 11 o'clock funeral, 1 o'clock wedding, 3 o'clock wedding, 5:30 mass. And I made a lot of money doing it, and loved expressing my talent in that way, in that role. And that was a job that I held really for about 10 years. It kept me through college and even after college. But after college, I decided to pursue a career in education, because what I knew was that all of the jobs that I was doing up until that point, they were all service level professions. And taking my love of service and my passion for teaching, and knowing that I could teach mathematics a little bit differently, that would be very tangible to kids, especially middle schoolers, where at some point in time, math doesn't always be, it's not always easy for them. I loved my career in the classroom. And from that, it moved me into being an instructional coach, a department chair, a professional development specialist. I got working in assessment. I had gone to work for a state superintendent here in Washington, D.C., and then eventually ended up as a training and staffing director for an educational nonprofit that was writing large-scale summative assessments for students across the country. And I left that job with a lot of gratitude, because after a couple of reorganizations, I had an opportunity to serve more people outside of my organization than I could internally. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge impetus for me to launch my coaching practice full time, where, as you mentioned, I get to work with mid-career professionals and help them figure out what's next.
That's great. Well, you and I have the education piece in common. So I'm an ex-language arts high school teacher. So taught grades 9 through 12, and all of the English and lit and media classes, journalism, all that kind of stuff. So you and I have those teaching backgrounds in common. So which is fun and to think about, and that's great. And you know, such a rich background that you bring too. And with all of that, also curious about, what would you say is a key lesson or two that you learned along the way in all of that?
I love that question. The first thing I would say is adopt a learner's mindset. That being a learner and having the curiosity and looking at the lenses we place on situations really does serve us well if we're open to just being fully immersed in the experience to learn what we get from it. I remember having a job where for 6 days I was putting up party tents. I hated that job. But at the same time, I learned a lot about myself in terms of what I could do and what I couldn't do, and also what I wanted to do. So I fully believe that a learner's mindset serves us very well. And the other thing I would say is trust your gut.
Yeah.
We all have that internal barometer that lets us know when we're feeling safe and we're feeling challenged or where we're at risk. But our gut typically guides us through so many things in life, be it personal or professional. Mm-hmm. And when you get really good at trusting your gut always takes care of you. Yeah. Even when things, quote unquote, don't go the way they planned, it still takes care of us.
Yeah, that's such an important point to trust that. And I don't know. Have you heard? So here's a learning nerd question for you. Have you heard about the multiple brain theory at all? But it's basically saying that we have three brains. We have the one in our head, we have one in our heart, and we have one in our gut. Really fascinating stuff. So if you haven't checked it out, check it out. I think you'd like it.
I will, absolutely.
I think you'd appreciate it. But yeah, it's multiple brain theory. And but it aligns with that. It's like, you know, it's not just our thought process and our thinking brain, but it's also what we feel in our heart, which is a separate functioning, of course, you know, organ in itself, an organism, and then in our gut. So going with that gut feeling. So I really identify with that. And I think that's such a critical point, as you said, go with your gut, you know, trust that, and trust that intuition that we build over time, you know, and many years over our lifetime. So
agreed.
That's great. And when you think about getting through those different transition phases, and what would you say was anything else that was particularly helpful? So whether it was specific decisions you made, actions you took, people who supported you?
For me, the biggest thing was about learning to embrace risk. So I think it's fair enough to say that we're all risk averse.
Yeah.
We all have that thing that we're a little bit scared about doing. But when we increase our competency, when we get more familiar with situations, we calculate the risk versus the reward, and we decide what actions we want to take. When we get to embrace risk, great things can happen. Mm-hmm. And for me, there've been many milestones in my life, and I'm certainly hoping for more to come, right? But there's been moments in my life where embracing risk has really allowed me to take some powerful change. Mm-hmm. Whether it was my coming out journey that I described in the first part of my book, Show Up, or it was leaving a very stable 14-year tenured position in a wonderful district in New Jersey because I wanted to level up and the opportunities weren't there, to leave a very nice district and go work in the District of Columbia Public Schools. Mm-hmm. I supervise 21 instructional coaches across 13 middle schools. It is one of the most favorite jobs I've ever had, but the risk in that, yeah, and leaving the comfort of a position was absolutely something that I always look back on and say, I embraced the risk and it allowed me to do it.
Yeah, that's great. So critical. And I think that's also an excellent point that, yeah, we each have our threshold, our tolerance, our risk tolerance. And yet that's where, you know, the biggest rewards can come is when we're willing to do that and to take a bit of risk. And so I think that's great and excellent advice for our listeners as well. And thanks so much, John, for sharing that as well as your career journey with us and those insights and your lessons. And it's already time for our next break. So when we come back, John and I will answer the career transition question of the month for August.
Are you feeling challenged or frustrated without a plan for what's next in your career and life? Are you seeing writings on the wall for needing to make a mid to late career change and don't know how or what to do? Coach Lisa Downs of New Aspect Coaching can guide you to what's next, providing a fresh perspective and supporting you to create a clear and compelling vision for your future and a plan to move forward. Call Lisa at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching. Fresh perspectives for your career.
This is Rob Bass, and I want you to tune in to Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller, the show that brings joy from pain, sunshine where it rains. Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller. And that's coming from me, Mr. It Takes Two, Rob Bass. Tune in.
Do what Rob Bass says. Take a listen to Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller, that's me, Tuesdays from 3 to 4 on KKNW. To find out more information, check out my website, stacyconnects.com, or text DAMTT to 55678.
Hi, I'm Nathan Mum, host of Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum on KKNW. Tech Time Radio's live show is Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., and you can always check us on the web at techtimeradio.com. Our segmented stylized radio gives you the breaking news before it hits mainstream media. Join myself and Mike Roday as we'll make you laugh.
That's good. So, hooked on Fox worked for you, didn't it?
It did, just a little bit.
And learning something new in technology. Join us Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m. and Thursdays from 6 to 7 a.m. The technology show for the everyday common person.
Have a career transition related question or want to share your best or worst job story? Call 360-436-6496. That's 360-436-6496. Just leave a voicemail and we'll answer your question or share your story on a future show. Stay tuned for more Reigniting You with Lisa Downs.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that discusses timely issues and topics about career transitions for Gen Xers and Boomers. I'm your host, Lisa Downs. A reminder that if you'd like to get in touch, you can head over to my work website for work, I was going to combine those two words. YourNewAspect.com. And if you go there, you can sign up for my free weekly career tips newsletter. You can also take my free career transition readiness quiz. And if you go to services and group programs, you can see where I'm offering a free webinar on August 25th at noon Pacific about Encore career transitions, and register for that, as well as download my free e-guide also about making Encore career transitions. So we're here with author, podcast host, and mid-career coach John Narrell. So John, let's go ahead and dive back into our conversation. Our career transition question of the month is, how do I know when I've hit my mid-career moment, when I'm looking to do something different? And what are the signs of that?
Well, Lisa, before the break, we talked about trusting our guts.
Yeah.
And that's really one of the first signs, right? It's that moment when you start hearing that little voice in your head saying, I'm not happy doing what I'm doing. I'm ready to make a change. I don't think I can do this for the rest of my life. For me, it happened when I was teaching a lesson on multiplying fractions in front of a room full of middle schoolers. And I knew the lesson so well, and I had kind of gone on autopilot. And that voice inside of me was like, you cannot do this for another 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, you got to find something different. So for me, that mid-career moment is that defining event where that voice inside of our heads gets really, really loud and starts us wanting to ask some questions and take some action and really advocate for ourselves about making some change because mm-hmm. we're not willing to settle.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I think you definitely, I know I knew it when I hit it. I was still working in corporate, and so was at my last corporate job. And I was responsible for launching this big learning program and had all this pressure on me. And I remember the day of the launch, the first launch event, and I was sitting at my desk and I was just, it was like I was paralyzed. And I was just like, I never want to feel like this ever again. But I was paralyzed because, I was just so worried about how this was going to play out and how it was going to go and, you know, how it would be received. And I just thought, I don't want to do this again. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when we hit it, we definitely know that's for sure.
it's one of those milestone events in our lives. We just know.
Yeah, absolutely. We just know. It's like, nope, got to do something else. And what would you say, so for those who are looking to level up in their mid-career, what can they do to ensure they're keeping up with things like the pace of work these days, technology, or any other workplace changes?
First thing I would say is that we have to take ownership of our professional development, especially for people who are working in corporate or in an organization, whatever it is that you're doing. It's so easy to just default and think that the company is going to provide additional training or extra resources and things.
Yeah.
And we've just seen, especially in light of the pandemic, that that's not always possible. And managers and leaders are busy as well. So we have to be our greatest advocate for asking for the things that we want to learn or we want to be more exposed to in terms of that kind of leveling up that you talk about. Mm-hmm. So ask your company what's available, but don't rely solely on them.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we work with a lot of people where we help them in terms of their professional development and figuring out their career transitions. And so obviously hiring a coach is one way to do it. But if you don't hire a coach, you can look for a mentor. There's some great things that are out there, be it either with LinkedIn Learning or YouTube, that can certainly help. But my other piece here is that don't do this in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Find someone to partner with that they're really going to either help you be accountable or help you to level up in some way, shape, or form to get the goal that you're looking to achieve.
Yeah. It's important to have that support, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And especially for mid-career,
mm-hmm.
we oftentimes feel like we have to have everything all figured out.
Yeah.
and we don't. And it's okay. It's okay. Right. So partnering with somebody, I often say like a critical friend or a trusted colleague can be a really great support system as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. It's we don't have to go it alone. You know, we don't know everything, and it's okay that we don't know everything. So that's great. And also, I am curious about the phrase mid-career GPS that's in the title of your upcoming book and also is in the name of your podcast. So how did you come up with that phrase?
I wanted people to have some kind of guidance system, and a Rand McNally map or MapQuest didn't seem to be the best thing. I was talking to someone the other day about, remember we used to drive around with papers in our hand to try to figure out where we were going.
And Thomas Guides. Did you ever use Thomas Guides?
Absolutely. So the GPS is that kind of guidance system, if you will, that gets you from where you are to wherever you want to be. Right. And the idea behind that was that in finding that direction, we need certain stopping points to build that GPS. Mm-hmm. So in building the GPS, it focuses on preparation, positioning, promoting who you are and what you do, and showing up, because how we show up matters. And so we build those four steps in the GPS to help people navigate their career transition as they figure out whatever is next.
Yeah, that's great. I love that, likening it to the map and figuring out a route for yourself. And that makes a lot of sense to me. And what would you say are the most important factors to consider when looking to make a mid-career transition? What are some key things people really need to keep in mind?
First of all, what's the motivation? What's the motivation, whether you're trying to level up internally in your company or you're looking to leverage your talents and expertise elsewhere? What's the motivation? The motivation taps into your why, your purpose. What does that look like for you in terms of the work that you're going to do? Because it has to tie into what I like to call your genius. It's that unique professional value that allows you to be that go-to or that expert and really come from a place of value and service for whatever it is that you're going to do. There's a lot of people that are listening here that want that other title, but why is that title important to them? What is it that they want to do that's going to help them really exercise their value and make the impact they want? Mm-hmm. The other things I would say that need to be considered in all of this is, what is your professional brand? And controlling the narrative.
Yeah.
So making sure that the story you're telling is aligning very clearly with who you help, what you help them do specifically, and that your reputation is what falls in line behind the brand, because there's a very consistent messaging between the two.
Yeah. Very good. Very good point. Yeah. Just making sure that those things are well aligned, right?
Right.
Yeah, because you don't want to, and you know, go down a road that isn't well aligned, you know, with those personal values, with that vision you have with your brand, and then get into it, and then go, you know, what have I done? So much better to figure that out ahead of time, for sure.
Sure, and just really quickly, like, we can't overlook the financial or the compensation piece because money allows us to do some things, right? It meets our responsibilities and all the other things. And while oftentimes when we level up in a job, it's not change your life money, but if you do that several times, it can absolutely become some change of life money where you're providing different things for your family or whatever it is in your life that's important to you that you get to do. So in thinking about it as well, we have to address the compensation piece because that lets us live too.
It does, yeah. Still very important. And John, by way of follow-up, I'm curious about what are some of the common issues that you see raised with the people you work with when it comes to fear and trepidation around making a big change?
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggest things, Lisa, is that it is a conversation between their lack of adequacy or their insufficiency compared to their sufficiency. Mm. Right? It's them feeling like they're not good enough, or if they've applied for a job one time and they didn't get it, especially if it's an internal promotion, oftentimes we end up doing a lot of mindset work around why that didn't happen or why they feel like they're lacking in a certain area and how to adopt that learner's mindset, as we talked before, to help them be in a better position the next time they go to apply for something.
Yeah,
that's one of the biggest things, is really just working with them on their mindset to overcome, maybe not overcome is the right word, but to just honor, acknowledge, and address that fear, that hesitancy around putting themselves out there, to really come from that place of value and service where they're going to help somebody because of their skill set.
That's great. Thank you. And John, last question is, how can people find you if they'd like to get in touch?
Thank you so much. So easiest thing to do is go to johnnerall.com, J-O-H-N-N-E-R-A-L. I've got a wonderful resource up there that'll help you with your career transition. You can find me on LinkedIn, John Nerall, on Facebook, business, and Instagram at John Nerall Coaching, and certainly on my podcast, the Mid-Career GPS Podcast, which is on all the platforms wherever you listen.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, John, for this. It's great to have you on the show. We really appreciate it.
Same here, Lisa. It's great that we connected, and continued success with the program. It's
wonderful.
Thank
you. You too. Take care. Well, it's time to wrap up today's show, and that means it's also time for my reignition recommendation, your weekly career transition tip, regardless of your age, and that's to stop comparing yourself to other people when it comes to what your career or retirement looks like. You are you and no one else is you, so stop comparing yourself to other people. It's just a way, you know, John talked about mindset. It's a way to go into a downward spiral easily when it comes to changing a positive mindset into a negative one. If we're spending our time comparing what we do have and don't have compared to this person and that person, you know, the key is really to focus on your value, the value you bring, what's important to you and how you live your life, as well as the skills, strengths, and talents that you bring into any scenario. So stop all that comparing, please. That's your tip for this week. Well, thanks, Eric, for your support today, as always. What stood out to you from the conversation with John today?
Well, as we learn over and over on this show, it seems like success is very rarely just wandered into. It requires some research and some thought and some planning to really make it happen.
Yeah.
And this was just another great interview that kind of, you know, brought that point home.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking those intentional steps, right?
Exactly.
That we talk about. Yeah, intentional steps. And another intentional step is, if you'd like to get in touch, head on over to my website, yournewaspect.com. There you can download my free career transition readiness quiz, sign up for my free Career Tips weekly newsletter, and if you go to Services and Group Programs, you can check out a free webinar I'm offering in August, as well as download my Encore Career free e-guide. Well, join us next week when it's time once again for our monthly Ask Lisa episode. To submit a career transition question for me to answer on the air, email me at reignitingyou@gmail.com or leave a voicemail with it at 360-436-6496. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week on Reigniting You.